Aloha, and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in. Got a great show for you for this Friday, October 14th, 2011. This is our 481st podcast. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts, and you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. You can also catch us on Twitter and Facebook. I'm Aloha Bruce on Twitter. Well, we got a lot of ground to cover. We've been very busy this week here in Hawaii. It's been just beautiful. The weather has been really cooperating, as it usually does, let's face it. We have some beautiful trade winds now, and if you're going to be here in the next few days, just plan on picture-perfect Hawaii weather. This weekend, we had an opportunity to stay at the Marriott Ihilani. That's the Marriott Ihilani Resort and Spa. It's over on the Ewa side of the island, more on the west side of Oahu. And it's out of the hustle and bustle of Waikiki. And if you are planning to come to Oahu and you're considering that, you'll probably notice that most of the hotels, 99% of the hotels, are in the Waikiki area. And it is very busy. It's a metropolitan area. So people who want to come to Oahu and don't really want to be down there in Waikiki don't have a lot of choices. And one of those choices is out at the JW Marriott Ihilani. Now, keep in mind that hotels outside of Waikiki are generally a lot more money than hotels that are in Waikiki. And the reason is obvious. These are more five-star properties. They're more isolated. And they're more resort-oriented. So in other words, there's a lot of restaurants and a lot of things that you can expect to get there, again, in hotels that are five-star, like room service and that sort of thing. But, you know, this little review that I did, and I did a review online, and you can check out my review of this on our website, hawaii-aloha.com/blog. And, you know, I came to the conclusion that you really can't let little things really bother you that much if you're on a vacation and a vacation to Hawaii, because I think most of us who are coming to Hawaii or even a similar exotic destination, it's a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And that means that we have to save and we have to plan well in advance. And one of the most important decisions we make is actually what hotel we're going to be staying in. And I think that in general, people have higher expectations when they're checking into a hotel or they're on vacation than they normally do. And I think it's because we pay big bucks, we expect a lot. In other words, things that would normally not bother us may bother us when we're on vacation. I'm mentioning this just at the outset here because I've come to the conclusion that having realistic expectations about the hotel you choose is really very important. Because very few things in life are perfect. I think you'd agree with me, right, on that? And if a little thing bothers you at a hotel, you may want to think twice before you actually make a big deal out of it. And I'm just saying that because a case in point, you know, last weekend we were at the Ihilani and we stayed in the hotel, obviously, and we went down to have some breakfast the following morning on that Sunday. And I ordered this French toast and it was really, really dry. And it wasn't so bad that I had to return the dish. But, you know, at one point I was going to make a big deal of it, but I decided not to make a big deal out of it and just to go with the flow. And, you know, it was just less hassle, less stress, and less awkwardness. And then I found out later that that's just the way they make the French toast there. You know, I was expecting something a little more gooey, you know, because that's the kind of French toast I like. And they do it with Hawaiian sweetbread here. And it's really great. But it was very dry and I didn't expect it, but that's how they made it. And I didn't make a big deal out of it. And it, you know what? You got to choose your battles, right? But overall, the experience there was just fantastic. We arrived at the property. Check-in went smoothly. We were really happy that we were able to actually check in, even though we got there at 9 a.m., which is very hard to do sometimes. But I guess the hotel wasn't quite full. They had the room available, so we were able to get in there at 9 o'clock. Another kind of thing that bugged me a little bit there was, I highly recommend you do this, even though it's kind of a little bugaboo, is they have some cabanas down at the lagoon, which is right, you know, behind the pool area. It's beautiful there. And we already wanted to go down there. We knew that we were going to spend some time there on Sunday. We're going to spend the whole day out there. But the night before, we got this beautiful amenity in our room, a beautiful, fruit basket with lots of yummy stuff in it. And there was a handwritten note inviting us down to the pool. And we actually thought that maybe they knew who we were because we're travel agents, or somebody spotted us, or that we're some special or something. But it turned out that everybody is getting this, because what happens is when you go down to rent the cabana, they're going to try and sell you on a timeshare. It's kind of like a pitch that you have to go. It's only $35 to get the cabana if you decide to get a cabana down there. But you are going to have to go through this timeshare pitch. But honestly, it's worth it, because for $35, you can stay down there the whole day. You can get food. They have kayaks and stand-up paddle boards. There's those inflatable kinds. So it's really kind of worth it. But just be advised that that special gift you're getting, everybody is getting, and that when you do go down to sort of redeem it and get the cabana, you are going to get a timeshare pitch. It's kind of aggressive sales technique, but you know what? It's so worth it. It's worth it, the 10-minute talk you get. And they don't take you. They try to set you up for a future appointment. But it is kind of like weird. You know, you got to talk to the guy, and he's going to pitch you, and he's going to do that stuff. So just wanted to let you know about that. So try not to make let the little things bug you too much, and try not to make a big deal out of it, because you might want to save that for something really big that happens, if something big, a big problem comes along. Anyway, just some friendly advice there about staying in a hotel when you come to Hawaii. Another thing that we did the other day, which I wanted to remind folks about, is if you want to get a real taste of old Hawaii, what it was really like back in the day, especially in Waikiki, I highly recommend that on any given night, you go to the House Without a Key over at the Halekulani. This is a beautiful restaurant bar, but it's mostly a place you have cocktails, listen to music, and we had the fortunate opportunity to see Kanoe Miller. She is probably one of the most quintessential hula dancers here in Hawaii. She's been there at the Halekulani for years, and it's just such a special thing to watch her perform. And sometimes if you get there on the right day, you're actually going to be able to see performers come up impromptu. And we were there, and we got to see a couple of performers go up and do an impromptu set and sing. Vicky McGuire was there, and a couple of other people, and they were jamming, and it was just fun to see. So I highly recommend that if you really want to have a really special evening, watch the sunset, be in a perfect location. They have a beautiful banyan tree there that you can sit underneath. I highly recommend getting over to the Halekulani, the House Without a Key. Enjoy some drinks there. They have an excellent Mai Tai, by the way. One of the best Mai Tais in, I think, in Waikiki, is right there at the Halekulani, because they had the same recipe they've been serving up for over 50 years, apparently. And they have special rum in there, and it's just the way they do it is incredible. So definitely check out the Mai Tai at the House Without a Key at the beautiful Halekulani Hotel. Well, let's get into some questions now that have come in. Of course, if you have a question, please get it to me at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com, or check us out on Facebook or Twitter. Just get me the question. I'll be happy to answer it. And if I do answer it here on the show, we'll send you out a bag of Hershey Macadamia Nut Kisses. You can only find them here in Hawaii, and they are so yummy. And we'd love to share that with you. So get that question to us, and we'll be happy to send those out to you. First question comes in from Bruce, and he wants to know, on the strip at Waikiki, what restaurants do you recommend? Good questions. We're just talking about that sort of, there's so many restaurants. Obviously, there's so many that I could never recommend one, but, you know, we love the Hula Grill. It's priced just right. It's in a perfect location. The manager there is very gracious. Food is excellent, and the prices are right. You really can't beat it. The Hula Grill at the Outrigger Waikiki on the beach. And another great place for drinks that we like is Tiki's. That's Tiki's Grill and Bar. That's over at the Aston Waikiki Beach Hotel. And also Lulu's at the park. Sure, we love Lulu's for breakfast because it's very affordable. For $8, you can get a nice big breakfast. Start your day off right. Lulu's is another great place. Now, if you want to go fancy, something really fancy schmancy, we can recommend that as well. One that was, we're talking about the Halekulani. There's one of the best restaurants there, Orchids, or even La Mer, very expensive though. Or Azure is another one at the Royal Hawaiian. That's another great restaurant, great seafood there. So hopefully that helps you out, Bruce. Thank you very much for that question. Another question comes in from Carol, and she wants to know if the Outrigger Waikiki on the Beach is going to be starting some renovations next year. She had heard that they would, and you know what? They are. Actually, they're going to do a major renovation at the Outrigger Waikiki on the Beach starting in March, right on up to June. They're going to be doing some of the public spaces. The pool is going to be closed for some of that time. So, yes, the Outrigger is going to be going through some major, major renovations in the next year. So be aware of that if you're going to be booking that hotel or planning to book that hotel. They will have some construction rates. I can already see those construction rates up already. And you can get in there for about $169 a night. So get in touch with us if you don't mind. You know, the construction, it certainly is going to be a great value. Some of the rooms there are still, you know, quite beautiful. They were renovated. They did a really large soft renovation just a few years ago where they were freshened up the rooms. So they're still quite nice. So it might be a good option for you if you're trying to save money and the construction doesn't bother you. You know, they tried their best not to disturb guests during that time. But, I mean, if the pool's closed, the pool's closed. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. So, but, you know, you really don't want to you come to Waikiki. You don't really need to be at the pool that much. You've got the beach right there and beautiful beaches all over that you can go to. So it kind of, you kind of don't need the pool as much as you do in other places, especially in Waikiki. Some of those pools are actually quite small. So hopefully that helps you out. And we'll keep an eye on that construction and keep you up to date with what's happening with the construction at the Outrigger Waikiki on the Beach for next year. Another question comes in here, and we're kind of running out of time here, is coming in from Louise. And she wants to know, what's the weather like in December and January? Can you swim in the sea? Are there sharks? And is it hot? Does it rain a lot? Well, there's several questions here in this string of questions, basically, from Luis. She says, so, you know, yes, you can swim in the sea here during the winter months. December, January is considered a rainy season, but it doesn't really rain that much. And if it does, just wait a few minutes. It'll probably pass. Of course, there's sharks here, just like there are everywhere else, but not really an issue or something to worry about. We don't get a lot of shark scares here and a lot of people getting shark bites or anything like that. And yes, you can swim with the dolphins. In fact, we have a great dolphin adventure that we're letting folks know about that you can get through us, where you actually can be with the dolphins in the wild. It's not one of these places where, you know, you go and you just watch dolphins for a few minutes, or if you're lucky, you get to pet them or something like that for a few minutes. It actually, you really get to encounter dolphins with this dolphin adventure that we have. So get a hold of us. Get in touch with us. Jay's our activity expert here, and you can reach him at 1-800-843-8771. Extension 45, that's Jay here, or you can just get a hold of me and I can put you in touch with him and we can get you on that dolphin adventure. Now we'd like to talk about some packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, here's what some of the costs are. First package is for two people coming in from New Orleans. They're coming December 7th to the 14th. They're going to be staying, they're going to Maui. And they're going to be staying at the Fairmont Kailani. Beautiful one-bedroom deluxe ocean view with daily breakfast for two. It also includes the car. Total package price on that one, $41.23. Great package. Getting in and out of here before the big December rush. Congratulations to the Celestine family. We appreciate your business, Joel and Wanda. Welcome to our Ohana. And also to Kalei. She's the agent that put that one together. Get a hold of Clay at extension 31. Next package is for three people coming in from Chicago. They're going to be going to two islands on Oahu and Kauai. They're going to be leaving December 19th to the 26th. So this is a good example of a Christmas package for three people. And on Oahu, they're going to be staying at the Queen Kapi'olani. And then over on Kauai, they have their own actual timeshare that they're going to be using. So basically what this is the round-trip airfare for both islands and the hotel on Oahu. They're going to be staying at the Queen Kapi'olani, breakfast for two included. Total package price, $36.73. Great package. They're going to be here over Christmas. They're going to have a wonderful time. We appreciate the business. And that's the Baduri family. We want to thank you very much for choosing Hawaii Aloha Travel. I want to thank Makana. He's over at Extension 40. He's the agent that put that one together. Well, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, we do this every Friday. In the meantime, check out our blog. We blog every day for you. Lots of information there. Also, please join us on Facebook. Please friend us there. And also on Twitter, at Aloha Bruce. And you'll be able to follow me along there. That's going to wrap it up. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.